Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Pat Rankin, Have Bible, Will Travel. Hey, you know what? It's interesting. By the way, hi, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good. You know what's crazy? I was having a conversation with somebody not too long ago, and they were talking about how the Bible isn't like the Bible beginning with Eve, you know, being the one that did the poison apple, and that Eve had to come from Adam's room, and she was blathering on about how women really aren't really treated well in the Bible, and that they're considered for the Bible to be the bad people, whatever. I'm like, well, that's not true. I mean, in fact, in the New Testament, the women represent some of the strongest, bravest characters. Like, let's put it this way. When Jesus arose and they noticed the rock from the tomb, moved from the tomb, it was the disciples that all ran away, the males, and the women were the ones who gravitated towards the place, right? So I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% correct. And they play a huge role, not only in the Bible, but obviously everywhere in society. So, yeah, I've heard people use that analogy before, but it couldn't be further from the truth. So I guess you can, human beings can spin anything. And, you know, that's what the devil does. He started back in the garden. He's going to do it all the way to the end of time is try to spin the truth on people.
Yeah, that is true. I just look at it as the Bible is filled with really amazingly strong women. I mean, not the least of which is Mary, for crying out loud. I mean, you know,
right,
it's like,
right,
wow.
Right,
I mean,
right. Yeah,
he gave Amen. God his only begotten son, for crying out loud. I mean,
that's right. He had to choose a woman that was full of faith and believed in his plan. And that's why he picked her. She checked all those boxes.
Actually, that's why it still astounds me that as much as a great Christian nation as we are and we're founded upon as that it took that long for women to get the vote. I was told that for a while there was a time when, because of the status of the families and the way families were, that women really didn't necessarily want the right to vote for a period of time. I don't get on me about this, ladies. I'm just saying that there was a time there when there was a societal norms and family norms, like during the 1800s and that kind of thing, where there were delineated roles, and sometimes the women didn't really care to be the voters in the I don't know. I don't know any of them, but yeah.
Yeah.
You want to
touch
that?
Something God has a great plan for not just, but men, women, and children, but everybody, who calls on the name of God. And that's, and again, Jamie, like you said before, some of the greatest people depicted in the Bible are women. And, the message is clear that those who put their trust in Jesus, will reign supreme in the end. So, and what a greater time in the month of March, where we actually got, let's see, what is it? 5 weeks, leading up to Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even if you look at the wedding of Cana, and they ran out of wine, and they were like, do we ask Jesus about this? They went right to Mary. Mary's the one who took care of business there with the wine, right?
That's right.
Talking to Jesus about it, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not sure about what you were talking about there before, but obviously, you know, praise God for great, you know, praise God that we got a lot of pro-life moms out there, and I'm thinking about my own mother and my wife, how just great women and women of faith, and behind every great guy, there's a great woman, that's for sure.
Oh, that is for sure. Hey, buddy, I was thinking about you yesterday when, and I don't want to drag you too much into politics. I know that's not, you don't fear that or anything. But this was really a great moment in this committee hearing, and Matt Gaetz was grilling the defense secretary over his just failure to notify anybody that he would be away, his transference of power to the his deputy, who at the time was actually on a beach in Costa Rica or wherever it was. And so Matt Gaetz also decided to bring this up to Austin, saying, hey, you know, it's interesting you come to us like for forgiveness and grace. You're always asking people to give you a break over this whole thing. And yet when it came time to releasing, firing all these soldiers because they didn't take the vaccine, because you had a separate mandate that had to be corrected, you didn't give them a whole lot of grace. And check this out. Check out what Matt Gaetz wound up reading in the hearing.
You're not going to be discharged, right? No?
That's right.
Okay, you're not going to be suspended. You're not going to be demoted, and you're not going to have your pay cut. None of those things are going to happen to you, right?
That's right.
Okay, so you come here seeking some grace and some forgiveness. And I want you to know that one of the service members who you vax mandated out of the military sent me the parable of the unforgiving debtor. And it's in the book of Matthew. It's verses 21 to 35. The man fell down before his king and begged him, "Please be patient with me, and I will pay all the debt." Then his master, filled with pity for him, released him and forgave him of his debt. But when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few $1,000s. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded payment. His fellow servant sat down and begged him for a little more time. "Be patient with me, and I will pay it," he pleaded. But his creditor would not wait. He had the man arrested and put in prison until the debt could be paid in full. When some of the other servants saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told him everything that had happened. And the king called the man who had been forgiven and said, "You evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you?" Then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. Mr. Secretary, you come to us seeking forgiveness, but you offer none. And it seems as though the pattern is repeated. You make a mistake, like on the vax mandate and here regarding your notification, then you get busted. President Biden had to sign something into law reversing your vax mandate. You got busted here, not because you came forward, but because we learned of this through other means. And then after you get busted making a mistake, you know, you want that benefit, but you don't want to extend it to others. This isn't swift or clear. You're not meeting your own standards that you set for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, so my feeling is, and I thought about you about this, because my feeling is any time that God's word and the gospel of Matthew or any other gospel for that matter weeds its way into the political arena, and especially since it is a fantastic parable and a beautiful one and a hugely important one. I think that's a victory, man. That's a victory over this continued war with the devil, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow, that's, Jamie, that is powerful, man. I am just blown away, and I can feel the Spirit of God moving on that there, because that's what this whole month is about, is the power of forgiveness. You know, and if we don't forgive others, you know, God can't forgive us. Our hearts have got to be changed and understand that God will forgive you if you repent and ask for forgiveness, and this mercy that God has shown us. You know, mercy is not getting something we actually deserve, you know, and if you talk about what we really deserve is hellfire and damnation, but we don't get it because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he did at the cross at Calvary. So wow, that is powerful, man. I really appreciate you sharing that with everybody, and I applaud Matt Gaetz for bringing that up. That is just fabulous, and you can see God moving. I believe there's an anointing on the month of March with all these wonderful services these churches are going to be having, and bringing people back to Christ. Is what a better time. And Jamie, you've just done a masterful job at leading people to the cross, and I thank you and your audience. What a great God we serve. Powerful, wonderful, forgiving God.
Well, thank you for that. And it's very basic. You can't take God's mercy and not give it. You can't take God's love and not give it. And I think it's weird, because it's almost like liberty. It's a hard thing to do for people.
Yes.
But it's designed to be hard. It's designed to be challenging, and it being hard is no excuse, you know. So
right, and it is hard, and God never asked you to do it on your own. And as a matter of fact, we can in the flesh. That's why we need Jesus in our life and the Spirit of God to move, so we can do that. But not under our own might, but under the power of God.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So how's everything going with Bible study? And man, I gotta tell you, I laugh because I really like your videos on Facebook, man. I like it when you come on and do whatever it is you want to do, and or you have discussions with people. It's you guys do a really good job with that. I love that.
Yeah, Bible study. Yeah, there's a lot going on. As a matter of fact, we just had another one that just got launched last night. It was a man up Bible study out at our Moscow campus, and one of my buddies, Greg Bjerk, put it on last night, and we had 20 guys out there. It's just all about guys taking their rightful place and starting in their families and their local churches and then in their communities and the state and our country. And we'll get back the country that we handed away to the devil and get it back. And don't let the devil take any more ground and get back the kingdom of God.
Right on. I want to come out to one of those. I gotta keep in touch with you and make sure we have it happen. And the services are all good. Everything's going well at the campuses.
Yeah, everything's popping. It's it's the greatest time of the year, you know, talking about the resurrection of Christ. You know, that's why he came. He came to die and conquer the grave and death.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor Pat Rankin, the official chaplain of the All in the Morning Show. It's always great. I always look forward to this time of the week, and love you much, man. Say hi to everybody, and I'll see you soon.
Okay, Jamie, God bless you, and God bless your audience. Have a great day in the Lord. Love you,
all
brother.
Right, friend. Love you, too. That is Pastor Pat Rankin. Have Bible Will Travel. Check it out on the web, hbwt.org. It's Common Sense Radio.